What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Hi there, Gabby here. This podcast is intended to educate, inspire, and support you on your personal journey towards inner peace. I'm not a psychologist or a medical doctor and do not offer any professional health or medical advice. If you are suffering from a psychological or medical condition, please seek help from a qualified health professional. I can't believe that the holidays are already here. They're already around the corner, and it can be really, really stressful for people. It can be stressful to see family members if that kicks up a lot of your stuff. It can be stressful to deal with travel. It can be stressful to get presents. It's just a stressful time, and as much as it's supposed to be a chilled out time, it can be a little chaotic, and particularly stressful times. I've used CBD to help me sleep, to help me just stay relaxed, to be in a more zen state. And you can give yourself the ultimate gift of stress-free holidays with the Next Evo Naturals fast-absorbing CBD products. While CBD is an essential component of medical marijuana, CBD is a non-psychoactive compound. It doesn't cause any sensations of getting high. It just relaxes you. And Next Evo Naturals is hands down the best CBD brand I've ever tried. I take their stress CBD complex whenever I'm feeling stressed out or I need to just calm my mind. Next Evo Naturals developed smart sorb technology, clinically proven to help your body absorb CBD 4 times better than regular CBD oil. Because oil just doesn't mix with your water-based body. Next Evo Naturals are scientifically formulated to deliver more CBD in a way your body can actually use it. And fast. Get smarter CBD from Next Evo Naturals and get up to 25% off subscription orders of $40 or more at nextevo.com/podcast. Promo code Gabby. That's nextevo.com/podcast. Promo code Gabby.
Gabby.
Hey there. Welcome to Dear Gabby. I'm your host, Gabby Bernstein. And if you landed here, it is absolutely no accident. It means that you're ready to feel good and manifest a life beyond your wildest dreams. Let's get started. Welcome back to Dear Gabby. We're here in the studio in New York. It's a beautiful winter day outside. So happy to be with you. I have a little quinoa in my teeth because I just housed some food before we recorded, but I'm here and I'm ready to rumble. And it's December and it's time for us to start to think about the new year and all that that means. And in this space of wellness and personal growth and spiritual development, often people spend a lot of time and energy focusing on their New Year's resolutions and preparing themselves for the new year and making sure that they start the year off right so that they can manifest more into their life or so that they can really set themselves up to win for the new year. Does that resonate with you? What if instead of having a New Year's resolution, you set a New Year intention? What if you saw this differently? Many statistics show that by the second week of the new year, people lose their resolutions altogether. So I'm going to turn this upside down and give you a totally different perspective. If you set a New Year's resolution, what that's implying is that there is some kind of lack, that there's something wrong that you want to fix in the new year. Whereas if you set an intention and you reframe the perspective, I intend to feel XYZ. I intend to dot, dot, dot. That intention is backed with a lot more power. So let me give you an example. Maybe a New Year's resolution is I want to lose 20 pounds. What if you set the intention to exercise more and eat well with the hope of feeling your greatest? That shift in your intention rather than creating a resolution to change has a massive impact on how you can actually see that desire all the way through to the end. It gives you power, it gives you energy, it gives you enthusiasm and excitement to actually say yes to a desire rather than start focusing on what's lacking and what you have to fix. When we're in that storyline of I have to fix something, it's pretty low vibe. It's not actually setting us up to win. So right here, right now, think about whatever your New Year's resolution was, whatever you had in the back of your mind that you were preparing for. And instead of saying, I have a New Year's resolution of getting this thing, or I have a New Year's resolution of changing this habit, or I have a New Year's resolution of losing 5 pounds or getting out of this relationship, focus on an intention of how you want to feel, an intention of what it is that you want to experience in your life. Focus on what can be rather than what has to be fixed. You got me? This is a really big shift. Now, the next step is to own it and claim it by not judging it, not letting the lack and the limitations and the belief systems of inadequacy or fear get in the way. Instead of saying, I need to change this and have this resolution, I actually want to claim this. I want to claim this feeling. I want to claim this desire. So I want you, whenever you think about this intention, or if you put it on your refrigerator, if you put it in your phone as a reminder, however you use this intention in your life, if you repeat it daily, I want you to constantly be checking in and make sure that you're seeing that intention through the lens of creativity, through the lens of possibility, through the lens of connection, rather than through the lens of, oh, that's not possible. And so whenever you tap into it, say it in your meditation, say it in your prayer, sit down and read it on the computer screen, make it your screensaver, tap into how it feels to be in that intention now as we move into this new year. The feeling and the connection to that intention is what helps you manifest it. So rather than focusing on what you don't have, step one, focus on what you do want to create. Then step two, bring positive energy to it, feel into it, release the beliefs that it's not possible, and continue to just affirm that this is something that's ready to come into your life. And then the third step is we got to take action. We can do all the affirming and all the believing and all the shifting and all the claiming that we want. But if we don't actually take some actions towards that desire, then it's a bunch of BS. So what if we, instead of pushing ourselves and hustling and going hard in the first 2 months, actually set the intention to do one small thing every day, starting January 1st or even starting now, one small thing every day to guide us towards that desire. One small thing each day to get into the energy of what that new desire, that new perspective of our life can be. Example, rather than saying, I have this resolution of needing to lose weight, you can say, I have the intention to feel my healthiest, to feel strong in my body, to care for myself, whatever that intention that's super positive and empowering is. And then really committing to that and committing to yourself, and then giving yourself the intention every single day to do one small thing towards that intended desire. So today I'm going to eat my beautiful quinoa and vegetables rather than a slice of pizza. Tomorrow, I'm going to set myself up to win in the gym. The next day, I'm going to go for a longer walk than I otherwise would do. And just recognizing that as we add up these small right actions, we are guided to the outcome that we desire. And to never underestimate that. The simple shifts, the subtle shifts that we create in our life help us assume the energy of what it is that we want to manifest, and also give us that aligned action towards the desire so that it becomes the outcome, so that our desires become our reality and the universe catches up with our dreams. Today on the show, I want to bring in guests and I want to workshop their New Year's resolutions and help them really bring forth this commitment to setting an intention for what's possible, rather than a resolution for something that needs to be fixed. Let's just take a quick break for one of our sponsors. This is a sponsor I've been using every single day for 3 months. It's rocking my world. And I've been seeing the product AG1 everywhere, and I finally was like, let me try this. And since taking AG1 every morning for the last 3 months, I've felt a lot of mental clarity, more than ever before. So what's in this stuff? With one delicious scoop of AG1, you're absorbing 75 high-quality vitamins, minerals, whole foods, superfoods, probiotics, and adaptogens. This is the best way to start your day. And it doesn't taste bad. It tastes delicious. It's got this beautiful tropical taste. It's awesome. AG1 contains less than 1 gram of sugar, no GMOs, no nasty chemicals, no artificial anything. It's just beautiful and it tastes good. AG1 is a small micro habit with big benefits. It's one thing you can do every single day to take great care of yourself. Athletic Greens has over 7,000 five-star reviews, including mine. And right now, it's time to reclaim your health and arm your immune system with convenient daily nutrition. It's just one scoop and a cup of water every single day. That's it. No need for a million different pills and supplements to look out for your health. To make it easy, Athletic Greens is going to give you a free one-year supply of immune-supporting vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. All you have to do is visit athleticgreens.com/Gabby. Again, that's athleticgreens.com/Gabby to take ownership over your health and pick up the ultimate daily nutritional insurance. This episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. I'm really, really proud to have BetterHelp as a sponsor on this show. BetterHelp is the world's largest therapy service. You can get online therapy with no drama. It's just simple. They match you with a therapist. I have had so many friends listen to this ad on the show. Go ahead and get a therapist through BetterHelp and come back to me and tell me how grateful they were. The experience was seamless. They now finally have the support that they needed and in affordable ways. This is an important, timely offering. We all know that we've been through a lot in the last few years, so much that our nervous system just can't even handle it. But BetterHelp Online Therapy is here to help. Navigating any of life's challenges can make you feel really unsure, whether it's just any kind of career change or a relationship change or becoming a parent. Lord knows that's a big one. And therapists are trained to help you in these challenging moments in life. Therapy has changed my life. I talk about it over and over again. On this show, I recommend therapy to everyone. And as the world's largest therapy service, BetterHelp has matched 3 million people with professionally licensed and vetted therapists available 100% online. Plus, it's affordable. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to match with a therapist. If things aren't clicking, you can easily switch to a new therapist anytime. It truly couldn't be simpler. No waiting rooms, no traffic. No endless searching for the right therapist. Learn more and save 10% off your first month at betterhelp.com/deargabby. That's BetterHelp.com/deargabby. So let's get started, Sam.
Hey, how are you? So good to be here. I manifested the start of my dream life back in LA through the manifesting challenge. I worked on myself. I managed to get my green card approved on my birthday this year, which is amazing. I'm so grateful. And then got my place in LA. So I'm stable. Now, the next thing really for me is how am I going to be there? My concern is really the job that got me out there was a temporary thing. And now I'm in a place in my career where I want to contribute more and serve as opposed to working in a visual industry. I work in fashion and I don't feel that it's making me as content as I can be, or I can contribute as much as I can potentially.
Let's get back to this idea of if you were to set a New Year's resolution right now, what would you be setting?
I know it's around feeling as opposed to doing, and that's taken me a long time to learn.
Okay, so there is this, okay, my New Year's resolution would be to focus more on feeling rather than doing. There's an implication that something's been wrong, that there's something that has to be fixed. So instead, let's flip it right now and set the intention to live and lead from your feelings. And that can be something that's developed in your work, that's developed in your life, but to let your feelings lead. Does that resonate with you?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, so does this intention sound resonant for you? I set the intention to trust my intuition and my feelings more than my doing.
Definitely. Yeah.
Okay. So my intention is to trust my intuition and my feelings. Let's get it really positive.
Yeah.
Now, any judgment or fear around that?
I don't think so. I think most of the things that I've done over the past few years have been more intuitive than projected onto me as a thing I should do.
All right. So there's no resistance to setting the intention for the new year to be more inspired and led by feelings of intuition.
Yeah.
Okay. So what's one small thing that you could do each day to cultivate that feeling?
I think it's remember the feeling and feel it out.
Beautiful. Okay. How would you remember the feeling?
In my morning pages in the mornings.
Okay. So just for the listener that doesn't know, morning pages are when you just scribe for, just let it out, dump it all out onto the page. It's a Julia Cameron method. I love it. It's just free writing for what? How long do you free write for?
It's three pages that
three
I do
pages
in the morning.
Of just brain dump, letting it out. And that's when your intuition starts to flow. Excellent. So in your morning pages is one small write action. Okay. What else?
Throughout the day, I find things to remind myself. Haven't done a new vision board. Half the things on my old vision board are already done now, so it's obsolete.
So redo your vision board.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then I start researching as if my life was already there, what I would be doing in that life. So if I was looking for adventures at the weekend or things to do at the weekend or go away or travel, I would just research as if I'm doing it already.
Cool. Okay. So it's almost like you're researching as a form of assuming the feeling that you're totally inspired. Beautiful. But I want to keep you connected to this intention of just living and leading from that place of inspiration and feeling. And what I want to recognize is that your original desire was to feel more connected in the work that you do. I can promise you with all of my heart that if you set the intention to live and lead and show up for your life with more inspiration and intuition, that that desired outcome will become your reality, that you will indeed wind up doing work that is far more inspiring to you than what you may currently be doing. So we have these New Year's resolutions that are these outcome-related desires. But when we focus on the outcome, we actually block the process of creation. And so when we decided to focus on the feeling of inspiration, the outcome just happens effortlessly. That's what effortless manifesting means, by living in the feeling of what you desire now. So excellent, excellent example. You're so well on your way. You are clearly a super attractor doing the manifesting challenge. Do it again this year, mama. In fact, just, you know, sign up early. There's pre-training. Get in there now because you have it all teed up. And then when you bring these practical actions towards that already aligned intention, things will just blow up and manifest in your life.
Thank you so much, Gabby.
You're welcome, gorgeous. Keep it going. Who's next? How are you, honey?
I'm amazing. Oh, this is so cool. We're talking intentions. So I have kind of been on a quest. I'm obsessed with following like my purpose, like this idea to serve and show up and really support people. And I think feeling good about themselves in the world. And I recently completed a master's in mental health. So I am working as a therapist right now. And it's interesting because this bigger part of me really wants to step into the world of coaching. And I've known that for a decade. And I get really, really stuck. And I know that by stepping into that role, I can actually use more of my gifts and serve on a bigger level.
Yeah.
And so my intention for the new year, and really starting now, and it has been for a whole year, is to actually start taking inspired action, the actual steps towards the work of coaching. And I get really scared.
Okay. So first of all, beautiful desire, beautiful intention, beautiful commitment to inspired action, and beautiful acknowledgement of the fear. Great work, my love. Clearly you are doing your own work on yourself, which is always the most important message to any coach or therapist or anyone in the healing world, is to do your work on you first. That's the biggest message I have for you. Instead of trying to figure out how to make that shift, what I want you to do is wake up every single day, maybe even get on your knees, and just ask a higher power of your own understanding, how would you use me? Show me what miracles you would have me perform today. That's it. when you humbly surrender, you'll be shown what to do. You'll be shown where to go. You'll be shown the resources that you need to get to that spot. You'll be shown the actions that you need to take. You, my love, already have it all teed up. It's ready to go. And you just have to get out of your own way. That prayer offers the fear up to a source of love within you, a higher self within you, to give you the direction that you need. That voice of inspiration and intention can come through when you're no longer trying to play God. So in your bed, in your prayer, on your knees, in your meditation, how would you use me? What miracles would you have me perform today?
It's that simple.
Beautiful. Keep up the good work, my love. Keep it up. Awesome. Let's take a quick ad break for my favorite snack, the Perfect Bar. If you don't know me personally, you don't know this about me, but I am a snacker. I love having a snack at my desk or in the car. I just like to be able to make sure that I'm not going to get hangry at any point in the day. And I love Perfect Bar. I just love this brand. Love, love, love. They're made with freshly ground peanut butter, organic honey, 20 organic superfoods. The Perfect Bar is literally what the name is. It's the Perfect Bar. Their protein bars have this cookie dough-like texture. It's really creamy, flavorful. It's not like other bars that can be chalky. Perfect Bar contains 17 grams of whole food protein per bar. This is major for me, friends, because I need a lot of protein these days. Dark chocolate chip peanut butter happens to be my favorite. And if you aren't convinced already, they're also non-GMO project verified, gluten-free, soy-free, kosher, and low GI. Perfect Bar knows it will be love at first bite. So for a limited time, they're offering you a chance to try their refrigerated protein bars for free. Here's how it works. Sign up for email or text and upload a picture of your receipt from your local grocery store, and they'll reimburse you for the cost of one bar directly into your Venmo or PayPal account. Pretty cool, right? All you have to do is go to perfectsnacks.com/Gabby to get a free Perfect Bar today. That's perfectsnacks.com/Gabby to get a free Perfect Bar today. Happy snacking. My friends, today is an exciting day. The doors are officially open to my 2023 manifesting challenge. If you haven't heard about my manifesting challenge, listen up. Over 100,000 people have gone through this challenge, and it's 21 days where I am your manifesting coach, the first 21 days of the year. Just head over to deargabby.com/manifesting to get in now. What I've done here is I've taken my personal methods, the methods that I've used in my life to manifest my wildest dreams, and I've put these methods into a 21-day program that's going to change your life. In fact, the methods that I teach inside the Manifesting Challenge are the exact methods I use to manifest this podcast and the success of this podcast. So check this out. Inside the challenge, you get very easy to follow audio lessons from me on how to master the law of attraction. You're going to get manifesting practices to supercharge your energy. And so many people rave about it. Allison G said, I am beyond grateful for this manifesting challenge. It's my first one, and it has truly been life-changing. I have never felt such peace and surrender. Maria said, everything I dreamt and desired came true. I am very grateful and love Gabby's teachings. They helped me change my thoughts, and I was able to change my reality. And I believe that the universe is just waiting to give you these blessings too. So go over to deargabby.com/manifesting. Get inside this challenge. It's something that you would want to do with your friends. You can give it as a gift to your loved ones this holiday season. Let me tell you something, there is no better gift than the gift of manifesting. So go to deargabby.com/manifesting. Join me. I am so psyched to be your manifesting coach for the first 21 days of the year. deargabby.com/manifesting.
Hi, Gabby. How are you doing?
I'm good. I like that art behind you. It's so cool.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm a big collector. I'm a huge fan of yours. I've definitely been on a spiritual journey for the last few years. I actually wanted to get your advice because I am setting my intentions for the year. And I've had this message from the universe that I'm kind of anxious about following, but I feel like my guides and my signs are just screaming at me to do it. So I am a professional tarot reader. who found it by a personal calling. I never intentionally went into doing this. I was working in the executive field. I had a very well-paying corporate job. I am now in a place where I'm no longer doing that job. And I feel this strong need, as you mentioned, to be of service, to dedicate myself to this work.
Okay, what's the intention?
The deeper intention is I want to be able to find the people who need my services the most. Whenever I do the work I do, I can see that it is a healing process.
Okay, so I want to find the people who need my healing work the most. So let's just reframe that now to I want to express work in the world that attracts those who need it. I want to freely and powerfully, you can just change all the language you want, but make it really empowering for you. I want to be supported in expressing my work in the world so that it can support others. The positive, empowering intention. I want to continue to contribute great work in the world so that it serves others. However that language is for you, rather than I want to find them, because the honest to God truth is they're going to find you when you're in alignment with the intention, which is to serve. There's a passage from A Course in Miracles that talks about how when the teacher is humbly in the commitment to serve, that the students will identify themselves in you. And so you don't have to go out and find your students. Your students are going to find you as soon as you align yourself in that matched energy of what it is you're here to give forth. So that's the goal. That's the intention.
I really appreciate that. Yes, I absolutely do.
Beautiful. Thank you. This was such a nice, nice conversation.
Thank you so much, Gabby, for everything that you do.
Thank you, my love. Thank you. It's so great to be with you. Thank you. Hi.
Hello. Oh my God. Okay. My question is, I'm having a hard time knowing what I really want. I know what I want, but I feel like I have so many options. I have a hard time making decisions very fast. Started my business. It's going so well.
I'm going to stop you because I think it's more powerful. There's a part of you that's coming up right now that's saying, I have a hard time making decisions. What does that mean for you?
I feel like I get so influenced by what other people.
There we go. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. So other people's influence.
Yeah.
Okay. Who else is there? What else is coming through?
It's interesting the conversation we just had, because I feel like I want to both be really grounded and free at the same time. And I don't know how to be both.
How to be grounded and free at the same time. Okay. That's a great question. Let's go there. How to be grounded and free at the same time. Freedom is the after effect of being grounded. When our intention is to ground ourselves in the presence of who we are, in the feelings that we have on any given moment, to ground ourselves in the clear intentions of how we want to show up in the world, it's almost like creating an outline for your life, right? So it's like knowing, okay, this is the outline that I want to create. And within that outline that's clear, you can let it go and become free. And I'm going to use the example of when I'm on stage. So I always have a very clear outline of the direction I want to go in and the message I want to express. And I've really assumed and committed to that outline. And it's something that I know to be true. It's something I believe in. It's something I feel I'm an expert in. It's something I know I can carry out. Once I have that outline ingrained in my system, I'm grounded. And in that grounding force of that outline, I can be free. I can be an untethered force of light. I can speak extemporaneously. I can be vulnerable. I can be authentic. I can feel that inspiration flow through me. So much like your life, the stage that is your life, the live stage that is your life, create that clear, directed intention. This is what we're talking about here. That clear, directed intention, and ground yourself in it and clear away whatever it is that's blocking you and the storylines and other people's stories and all the things that are getting in the way. Ground yourself in that intention, that outline for your desires. And in that grounding intention, you become free. to let inspiration show you where to go and what to do.
Yeah, that's beautiful. It's funny because in moments I feel connected to that. And then there's moments where I'd get so influenced by.
Right. So your work is really about creating that outline. It's creating the outline for your life. It's grounding yourself in your commitment and your intention and doing whatever it takes to release those beliefs that are holding you back from stepping into that fully and completely. So maybe you go back to other episodes of Dear Gabby and you pull in these practices and you use them, or you follow my guidance in other ways, or you find other teachers, whatever that is, but get grounded in that clarity of what it is that you want from the standpoint of what your main intention is, what your intention is. That is your outline. Okay.
Yeah.
I would love to go deeper with you and get into the story. I just don't have time today.
That's okay. That's okay. This was the message I needed today. So thank you.
Beautiful.
Thank
you. Excellent. Okay. Let's close this conversation out. When we start to let go of what we think we need to fix in order to be happy, and right here, right now, start to set intentions for how we want to feel, what happens is that we start to assume the energy of that feeling in this moment. And being in the energy of that feeling, the outside desires manifest naturally. So this is how you effortlessly manifest. This is how you transform your New Year's resolutions into magnetic, powerful intentions so that your energy shifts, you become aligned with that desire, you show up for it with small right actions daily, and you become a magnet for what it is that you want to create and be in the world. So follow my guidance here today. These three steps, I hope, really serve you. If you want more of this kind of support, join my manifesting challenge. It delivers. It is one of the best things we offer every single year, 21 days with me as your best friend, your spiritual coach, guiding you for the first 21 days of the year to really set those intentions and see them through. So just go over to deargabby.com/manifesting challenge, get all the details there. And I look forward to hearing all the miracles that are performed in this new year. Thanks for joining me today. If you made it to the end of this episode, that means you're truly committed to miracles. I'm really proud of you. If you want to get more Gabby, tune in every Monday for a new episode. Make sure to subscribe so you don't miss any of the guidance or special bonus episodes. Your experience of this show means a lot to me, so I really want to welcome you to leave an honest review. And you can follow me on social media at Gabby Bernstein. And if you want to get in on the action, sign up for a chance to be Dear Gabby'd live at deargabby.com. See you next week.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.